Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's going on, Unfiltered Love Radio? It's your boy Calistus, because I listen from heaven, earth, to me, to you, and settle it all in love. Listen, today we got a special interview. We got Rob J going on. Y'all know all month we've been talking about black creativity, and this is how we do black creativity at its greatest. So I appreciate everybody that's been listening. Remember to like, subscribe, push that star button. Join us on YouTube. Join us on Instagram. Join us on Facebook. You in for a special show? Pay attention. Listen up. It's going to be a little faster than normal because we're in a live setting, but hey, we're about to get it. All right, so like I said, we're here with Rob J. We're here with Black Creativity. We talking Black Creativity for the month of February. Yo, tell them about you, bro.
Yes, it's your boy Rob J. Coming here live in Portsmouth, Virginia. We just had the listening session for 22 the album. It was a dope time, man. Glad everybody came out. We're here with your boy Kills, man. We're about to get it. Let's get it.
All right, so look. Real quick, let's talk about this album 22. Real quick, yeah. Let's tell them what it's about. Tell them what's the vibe. Tell them what they should expect from
it. Definitely. It's just actually a relatable album. I feel like every song up there can be something that can be relatable to someone, what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? Relationship, love, turning up. You know what I'm saying? All those things. So it's like a mixture of all of that, and then you know, just me having fun as a young man. You know what I'm saying? So 22, let's get it.
All right, so 22, mm-hmm. Where does that title come from? Where do you get that vibe? Where does that energy
Like I said, you know, one thing, I'm 22 years old. And then two, actually my angel number is like 222, which means it's like a new level of progression, you know what I'm saying? A new phase in my life, you know.
Oh, this man said he on a new level. Yeah. I guess he ASAP somebody, you know what I mean? He on a new level.
Coming up, yeah.
So when you talk about levels and you talk about your angel level, mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of explain, like, how did you come up with that? How did you get that concept?
It was just hit to me, like, I had to be dumb not to, like, pick it. It was just right there in front of my face. Every time I would do something productive, I see 222. It'd be 222, 222. So I was like, man, something about this number. So I just did my research, looked it up, and I was like, oh, yeah. And so I use it to inspire myself to keep going, you know what I'm saying, and keep the main thing, the main focus. So that's what we do. So that's how I got it.
So that's what's up. Rob J, what does that stand for? How did you come up with your name? What's your concept?
It's actually like a play on R&B, like rhythm over blues, you know what I'm saying? But then my name is Rob at the same time. And then, you know, you just throw the G in there, it sounds cool. And it's Rob J.
So he think he yellow cool J, so he's probably over here licking his lips. So look, all y'all females out there, look, watch out.
DM me.
So when you think music, mm-hmm. and you think creativity, mm-hmm. and you think being a black male in this time, mm-hmm. in this day and age, what is like the first thing that comes to your head?
First off, like, shout out to all the young black males, you know what I'm saying, who's doing something positive and doing anything out here and still alive because it's a harsh society. But, you know, I encourage everybody, every black male, to be creative and to do what you are good at and excel in that, you know, and improve and beat the odds every day, beat the statistics every day. If you're a ball player, work hard, do your thing. You're a singer, sing, do your thing, work hard at your craft. Like, take it seriously and be yourself and don't fall to society's norm, you know what I'm saying, or conform to what they want you to be. So that's what I got to say.
So, you say don't fall into society's norm, don't go into that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. What makes you not go into that thing and to go into this realm of R&B and music that you want to do and be a crossover artist?
Yeah, pretty much, man. It's just the love and support that I get from my family and, you know, my peers, and just seeing like how I want the future to be. And, you know, it's all not at a place right now where we may want it, but you have the voice and the power to change that.
So you say seeing how you want the future to be, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I know you said you're only 22, but mm-hmm. it's never too early to be doing something for the next generation. No. So what are you doing to prepare that?
Yeah, me and my brothers, we actually have like an unofficial ministry we do. We always have been like approached by young men or whatnot. So we use that example to like teach them, you know. We teach about God. We just teach about like real life issues. Like, you know, we have sit down meetings and discussions with guys after we ball or whatnot. We just be like, oh, what you going through? Blah, 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 this and the third. We talk about it and we get people to express their feelings and then see what they can do about it, you know, in a way that will help. And you'd be surprised, like, you sitting down talking about a problem, how much that can resolve something, and then you learn effectively how to change that, not just in your mind trying to carry it on your own. So we want to start a nonprofit up where we could, you know what I'm saying, influence and encourage young black men, young men, period, you know what I'm saying, just to do the right thing. So that's what we're working on, to try to change the world. And so that ties into that. That's my passion right there.
So that's awesome. That's great because on this station, I believe that I'm going to touch 7 billion people. Not because I'm a single-handedly going to touch 7 billion people, but the words that I say, what I do, Unfiltered Love, its whole motto is so people can be free.
Definitely.
The whole motto is so people can learn what love really is and from that intent. Mm-hmm. So when you think love, you write these R&B songs, you talk about love. Yeah. What aspect of love are you coming from?
Well, like I said, in the album, it's a mixture of both. It's a love like coming from a place of, wow, I love this person. And then it could be just kind of like an infatuation. It was like, damn, she look good. You know what I'm saying? And it's two references, you know what I'm saying, to that. Like this album was more talking about more of so like the relationships I had been in where like I genuinely was like feeling that person. So it was more of like a deeper level of love. But, you know, there's also some love where you just like, I don't know if you call it love, but I'd like to say infatuation. You know what I'm saying? You just like the way they look. You know what I'm saying? You want to get with them.
Yeah, I mean, everybody want to go for that goal and get that prize. Right. And at the end of the day, when the prize is there, you get what you get.
Right.
So when you're setting history,
mm-hmm.
this is a historical moment for you. This is something that's going to be engraved in your mind and something that you can look forward to doing mm-hmm. later on and teaching other people how to do. Mm-hmm. What would be that mark that you left, and who did you look to in the past to come to this point?
You know, the mark that I just want to leave is just really be an individual and be creative. And having people come and tell me this, this, and the third, like, you inspire me to do this, this, and the third. That means more to me than any album sale, any view or whatnot, because that's the life of someone else. So that's my accomplishment right there at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Having people be able to be like, yeah, you know, because of you, I do this, this, and the third. That's what means the most to me. So if I had to leave an impact, I definitely want to leave one of influence and, like, individuality. And we talked about that a little bit earlier. But, you know, it all comes back to that to me. You know what I'm saying? That individual.
So you want to leave an impact. You want to leave that kind mm-hmm. of vision, that focus.
Yeah.
Who impacts you?
What, musically or like
society? I mean, both ways.
Okay. Politics.
See, they always get confused when I ask these questions. Like, they be like, oh, man. Yeah.
Politics. Definitely President Obama. Not necessarily saying because he's black, but.
Yes, yeah, because he's black. Know. Let's be real about it. We all like that's him. I joined the Navy because this man run the presidency. Yeah. So I got you.
No, definitely. But just. You know, I admire his work ethic and how he really worked hard to change his social standards. You know, a lot of young men probably going through the same thing can relate to him. So, you know, I definitely look at him music wise. He's a mad artist. You know, MJ, I'd say MJ is kind of cliche. I didn't agree with his lifestyle, but I admire how he's an innovator. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying, Chris, same thing with him, innovators. Tank, Neo, all them guys.
So you like people who change the game.
Yeah.
So what are you going to bring to the new scene, to this new wave that's uh-huh. going to change the game?
Yeah. I think right now I'm still finding my sound, but I definitely think I can have like a creative approach. And then also too, I want to later on get into like writing for people like as well. So I definitely just want to give that creative vibe, you know, have different beats, different material that you don't really hear on radio too much, you know. And I want to be known, I want to pretty much embrace that Virginia unique sound, because every artist from Virginia pretty much has like a unique sound. If you think about the artists that's out, whether production or music, like their sound, it might not be their own now because some people kind of like copied it, but they came out, they had their own sound. It was like, this is the third.
So that really does bring me to my next question, because When you think Virginia, you think Virginia Beach. You don't think music.
Yeah,
Although there's a lot of artists who come from here. Yeah. There's the Missy Elliott, there's the Pharrell Williams, there's the
Nerd.
You have that whole thing. You get No Diggity, No Doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Black Sherrod.
You get all of that, but there's no distinct Virginia sound.
Mm-hmm.
How do you plan on impacting that?
Yeah. I think that Virginia sound, I wouldn't say you don't have a sound. I would say it's more like a unique sound. It's like a lot of the guys that came out at one point had sound like when Pharrell first came out, people was infatuated by his production, his beats. When Chris came out, people was infatuated with his voice, what he was doing, this and the third. Mm-hmm. And it's not really like a set sound like Atlanta or like New York or L.A.
Because we got our own sound.
The Bay got a sound in its own, and it's beautiful. But I think Virginia is known for being like uniquely
a melting
pot. Identifiable, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not direct sound, but we are different, you know what I'm saying? So I believe, like, everyone who's serious with that and they put the work in, I think they're bound to be successful. Like, Virginia undefeated, and serious artists that really want to do it, Virginia's undefeated.
So for artists that's trying to do it, for the young kids that's trying to do it now, and trying to get to this level where you've kind of gotten...
Yeah.
What do you tell them? How do you tell them? Because Virginia is not the place for music. It's not the place where you kind of got to go out and come back in.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely say be open to travel. I wouldn't say leave Virginia all the way because you can't make it here. But be open to travel. Take your craft seriously. And then work to get what you need so that way you're not just working for somebody the rest of your life. Like, if you have to use work as a stepping stool, do that. Like, you don't... I know everybody quit the badge and not people that work a 9-to-5, but it's what you make it. You know what I'm saying? It takes money to make money. You know what I'm saying? So you just have a goal in mind. Know what you want to do. Like, do you want to really be a serious singer or artist and you really want to take it serious? Work that job if you need to. Get that bread up. Stack your coins. Do what you got to do. Travel. You know what I'm saying? The whole nine. Just be open-minded and the opportunities be endless, I promise.
So are you going to do a show in Wakanda?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Oh, he didn't think
Wakanda
I was coming.
Wakanda Forever. Wakanda Forever. I seen Black Panther shit. That was dope. We just talked about it. So,
but on a serious tip.
Okay.
When you want to be defined, mm-hmm. and where do you get your inspiration? Like, where do you get that mm-hmm. one pinnacle moment that you go, I can do this for the rest of my life?
Yeah. Well, the fact of when I was doing at one point where I wasn't pretty much making anything from it and I was still enjoying it and I was getting the feel of, you know that feeling, you get a paycheck, you be like, yes. Like, I was getting that same feeling after writing songs and I would just be like, wow, like, this is dope. And then sharing them and then coming and, you know, introducing work to people for the first time is just like, I don't know, it's an understandable feeling. So after I had that feeling and just was just like, wow, this is the third. And then, like I said, seeing how it impact people. And you inspire people to be able to do the same thing or want to keep doing whatever it is you're doing. That's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? Influence in life is the biggest thing to me.
So what happens those days that you don't want to go on? Those days that it's rough, that you just don't feel like
writing? I mean, everybody had those days. Like, days like that, I just sit down and really reflect. And then I just think of things I'm thankful for that helped me be able to cope and get over those things. And be appreciative of me being able to have music as a state of expression. And in the midst of thinking like that, it's like I get myself out of my own slump. Because 9 times out of 10, like, the cause of slump is what you think about, everything that's pressed against you. You take a little bit of time, think about the good things you got going on, you know what I'm saying, versus how bad somebody else got it, this and the third. It make your stuff seem small, no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can beat the odds with it. So
that's dope. Yeah. Do you think creativity is limited?
What you mean, like, as far as in...
Like, we only can go so far in our minds create.
With me, but I see and understand things different. Like, in my mind, like, I understand and believe that the impossible can happen. Because it's just, I've seen it, I've witnessed it, you know, and, you know, I'm not trying to over and push religion and whatnot, cause, you know what I'm saying about that. But I just know what God has shown me, and, like... Anything that a man can do that he put his mind to, he put God behind it, it can be reaching as possible.
So you say God.
Yeah.
We talk about God a lot on here. Who is this God to you?
Yeah, no, God to me, inspiration, my leader, you know. I follow him, everything. You know, that's just what I was saying, sitting back and just being thankful. A lot of times I was talking about and, you know, talking to God about those things. And he'll reveal things to you. And, you know, even though people don't, Mike can't physically see him, like, you know that he's there, and when you talk to him, it's just an unexplainable feeling.
Right. The book says, write the vision, make it plain. What is your vision? How are you writing it? How are you making it plain so that they may know? Because they is the masses, and they bring in that new feeling, that new vibe, that new...
Yeah.
But you have to write that vision and make it plain.
No. Definitely write it down. You know, if in the sense of writing it down, you know... Not necessarily. I mean, you can. This is a great way to do it. You don't have to physically put it in paper. I mean, that helps. But if you put it in and implant it in your mind every day, I'm going to do this and the third, make myself better. Blah, 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 this and the third. I'm going to get better at this. Then you would do those things and you will accomplish those things. So that's why I say write the vision down. Keep it in your head. Keep it conscious. Keep it focused. You know, follow that line which you have for yourself, and then, you know what I'm saying, you'll be fine.
Absolutely, because as a man thinking, so is he. So therefore, your body got to follow whatever your mind is saying.
Yes.
Got an amen from mama over there. Right. So I mean, I'm doing good. Yeah. So look,
it's good to have some more. All right, go.
So tell me this:
mm-hmm.
when it's all said and done, you make it, you mm-hmm. get to that point where you want to be. What are you gonna do, and what do you want the legacy of Rob J to be?
Yeah, honestly, man, and this might really sound cliche, but it's really not. Like, I already see now that it's really bigger than me. You know, me mm-hmm. making it is only gonna be a stepping stool to help somebody else. So, like, I'm not in it. Sounds crazy. I'm not in the industry to necessarily say I'm trying to be like this and third. I'm trying not to put on a pedestal. No, that happens. It happens. But I see how much my influence and the love I get, and then even with wealth, can help other people out. Like, I really see how bigger it is than myself. So I was like, you know what? That keeping in mind is like, that keeps you going, because it's like, you're not just fighting for yourself. You got people that's looking behind you. You know, so I got two little brothers that I want to see know what I'm saying, do well and do their thing. I got my a mom who's working hard, you know what I'm saying? I don't want her to be working on her life. That's the stuff that means stuff to me, like, you know? And so if I can use this platform to get there and, you know, enjoy it along the way, then that's what I'm going to do.
So, yeah. What would be that moment when you say, I made it?
Yeah. Oh, all right. Definitely when I could comfortably, I can say I can comfortably take care of my inner family without no one working. So, you know, my mom's, I want her to be able to do her business and whatnot. I want to, you know, obviously everybody say get home, but I believe that's a strong thing, get our home. And then, I just want to be comfortable. You know, I'm not obsessed with being dumb rich or wealthy or blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? If it comes definitely. But I just want to be comfortable in my life. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying my life. I want to be able to sow seeds, you know? That's what I'm about, like, real.
So you talk about sowing seeds, yeah. And we're going to kind of wrap it up here because mm-hmm. we know we pressed for time.
Yeah.
So what seed have you sown now
yeah.
that you see paying off
okay.
already?
Oh, yeah. With me just doing it right now, like, my brother, he's mad dope. You know what I'm saying? Put all of this stuff. Like, before, he was just kind of like, yo, boy, this and the third. But I see him, like, kind of getting out of shell doing things. But now it's like, okay, I see it paying off, you know. And then just a way of, like, influence that I see, like, I have over, like, my young brothers. Like, my young brothers are, they're my pride. Like, that's what I pride myself on. It's like, you're just my little brothers. Like, I got to keep up the bar.
Because nice.
They're seeing the level of respect they got for me, you know. It feels good. And then getting the knowledge from other artists, too. That's dope, too. I know a lot of people don't do it to be, like, compared or acknowledged from the artists. But
definitely. I'm an artist, and I obviously
you see that
I always send you up because right. I love
nah,
your vibe.
You do,
style. I think that you are the next generation of what's needed in the R&B field, what's needed
it.
In that crossover field.
Thank you.
As you go on, I think that you can really be an impact.
Thank you.
For me, I'm like, I gotta promote this dude. I gotta support this dude because I think it's no comparison when we are all talented and we all have a craft.
Yeah.
So with that said, what's your favorite track on the album?
Yeah.
Then we're going to wrap this up.
Oh, my favorite track.
I know y'all ain't heard it yet,
yeah.
But I heard the whole thing.
my favorite track up there is Pieces. Because I don't know. It was just, that one just hit hard to me. Like, the relationship I was going through with this girl, it just kind of hit me hard. So every time I listen to that track, it kind of, like, put me back in that place. But, you know, it's like, not a place where, like, where it's, like, sad, but it just, like, made me, I don't know, it makes me feel the most type of way, like, all the tracks.
That ain't my favorite track, but I'm going to let him have his favorite track. All right, we appreciate you talking to us. Tell the people where they can find you. Tell them how to hit you up. Tell them what to expect, what's coming up.
Follow me on the gram. That's the thing I'm most on, Rob J Official. I'm on Twitter, Rob J Official. Facebook, Rob J. Google me, Rob J. YouTube, Rob J.
Spotify,
Rob J. iTunes Music. No, I'm saying.
Oh,
no, it isn't.
iTunes Music, you there. I got it. I know.
It's out there. It's out there. So, yeah, anything you think, or if you just want to see everything, just type in Rob J, and then we're going to Google it, and yeah, my stuff come up. So,
where can they catch you next?
Yeah, March the 5th, I'm going to be at Johnny's Lounge on Military Highway. It's going to be dope. It's a Q5 event. DJ Jack and Spade.
Military Highway?
Yeah.
It's not Granby Street?
Nah. Oh, is it
Granby? Yeah, it's Granby Street.
It's Granby Street.
I'm trying to help you out. Hold on.
Johnny's is Granby, right?
I'm tripping. I had to think about it. Wait a minute. He about to send y'all to the wrong spot.
I'm thinking about Leontes.
Yeah, that's Leontes Military Highway.
Okay. All right, well, it's on Granby Street.
So catch me on Granby Street.
Johnny is March the 5th.
All right. We talked to Rob J. We appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate it, Kells. Always
good
luck.
All right, man. You've been listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, share. You know how we do. And like I always say, live free and live your mega life today. Yo, what's going on, Unfiltered Love Radio? What you heard was a short interview with Rob J. We did it so short and so quick because we were at a live venue, and I just really thought it was important to get that moment for that interview for his upcoming album, 22. Make sure you guys go check him out. Make sure you guys follow him on Instagram, Facebook, all of those social media sites, and download the album when it comes out. Remember, Rob J, 22.